You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Sharon Spiteri għada kem ħarġet ktibieħor ta' riċetti ta' ħelu tradizzjonali Malti Traditional Sweet Recipes from Malta Volume 2. Dan ikompli ma' l-ewwel ktieb tagħha li jiċċelebra l-kultura, it-tradizzjoni u l-istorja ta' l-ikel tradizzjonali favorit Malti. Jiena tkellimt ma' Sharon Spiteri dwar dan il-ktieb. Billi trabbit hawnhekk l-Awstralja għalkemm Sharon Spiteri tifhem u titkellem xi ftit bil-Malti, l-intervista saret bl-Ingliż.
Grazie al Daniel opportunità which in Camno state for il tini ktiptia as you've mentioned traditional sweet recipes from Malta volume 2 and hello al kulha it's a pleasure to be here again.
This second book, is it sort of a continuation of your first book?
Yes, I absolutely agree with that. It's an elaboration, it's an extension of the first. I have reflected a lot on its content, and its content has been formulated by a lot of discussions that I've had directly with the Maltese. As mentioned in our last discussion together, I think 2 years ago, Joe, I've spent a lot of time creating cooking classes and demonstrations here within Melbourne, Victoria, to share recipes that were free to attend. And I found that after the cooking classes, a lot of passionate Maltese would stay behind, not only to talk about the recipes of the day, but also to ask questions of their favourite recipes. Some actually mentioned details about having either a husband or children that were nut intolerant. So I have created some more variations with that, per example, the nougat, because I thought, well, it's not enough just to say leave the nuts out. It's nice to have a different selection of nougats to choose from. So within the second publication, there's a lot more flavours there also. But if I can also quickly mention, a lot of reflection and thought went into this second volume because I had a lot of requests for both multi-sweets and also for savouries. So it was quite a big decision for me to make which direction to go. But I sincerely felt there was more to contribute within the sweets, and hence that's the birth of Volume 2, Traditional Sweet Recipes from Malta.
The recipes in this book, although they are traditional, they're all tried and refined in your kitchen. So the measurements and the methods are clear and simple.
Yes, absolutely. So they are very traditional, iconic recipes. So I'm glad you've mentioned upon that. One recipe which there are some traditionalists out there who say, you know, pat stetse has always been ricotta and peas, and any other variation from that is not really traditional. But as you're probably aware, here in Australia, the pat stetserias have long ago diversified their range to include not only other savoury fillings but quite a number of sweet fillings. So I've included some pat stetse within the book, a very detailed, accurate, step-by-step instruction of how to make the genuine rogge pastry, and also a number of sweet fillings which include apple, chocolate brownie and mixed berry. Now, I travelled to Malta several times while creating this second publication, not only because I take the photography of the book itself, but secondly, I'm constantly doing research, not only on the most popular sweets, but also historical information. Now, I went to the Festa Tal Frale for the first time last year in spring, and it was interesting that they were actually selling Patstetsi Tal Frale. So they were actually selling strawberry patstetsi there. So sweet patstetsi in Malta does make an appearance, but here in Australia it's a more common occurrence within the patstetserias.
Obviously you've got Maltese people who have been living in Australia for so many years and they're not aware of these changes.
Yes, that's right. And, you know, even though, as I've mentioned, I travel to Malta year after year, I'm actually really surprised at how quickly things change in Malta. And, you know, even specifically talking about sweets, I was just having this discussion with a presenter 2 days ago. Tell ourselves, from 12 months ago or even 8 months between visits, suddenly the art talasel that I saw in confectionery shops, the honey rings, all had a lighter colour. You know, we were discussing, are they changing the recipe to golden syrup? Are they using less cocoa? So there are subtle differences that are happening and changing all the time. And I suppose that's what food's about. Fashions and food change, but I'd like to say that I've still kept very true to the iconic traditional recipes. And also, I've also included the number of alcoholic drinks, which are very popular in Maltese, the prickly pear liqueur, the anisette, which is wonderful as a flavouring in a lot of cakes as well, and also the amaretto. So sticking true to the old traditions.
As far as the ingredients, although they're traditional, you would find them here in Australia.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. So that's quite paramount. And thank you for that valid point. The one thing that I found difficult, and, you know, I even posted on social media, I found very hard to find carob pods, because one of the recipes was carob syrup, ejelup talharup. And because of that, I created a variance within the recipe because, as I stated in the book, depending upon where you live in Australia or perhaps even in the world or the time of year, it could be very difficult to get this commodity. So because of its health benefits, health food stores have long time had several products in relation to carob. They actually sell it in a dried form, carob kibble nibbles. So I've created a variant to actually help people create it, and I actually have made it with that, and it turns out perfect. It's just beautiful. So that's a very valid point, yes. I've made sure that the ingredients are readily available for people to create the recipes.
You mentioned the photos. They're very professional photos. Do you take all the photos yourselves?
Oh, thank you for that question. I literally, on my two trips that I spent creating this volume, I took about, without exaggeration, 1,700 shots. So that's a lot of photos to take. And the reason for that is that I never know exactly what I'm going to use until I have a photograph of my food. Sometimes I'm obviously looking for a theme. So obviously, per esempio, Art Apostoli, Apostles' Bread, has to have a theme of Good Friday, of Christ. So I do have a direction, but I never know until I actually create the book which photo I'm going to use. Last publication, all of the photographs internally of Malta were mine. This time, because I couldn't, I'm not in Malta in all throughout the entire year. So for the Carnival cake, I asked a particular business in Malta, Malta InfoGuide, if I could use one of their photos, which they've given me permission for. So I've listed and given them credit for the photo. So there are just a few examples in the book where I haven't, but it's 90 to 95% my photography.
As you mentioned earlier, since you've published your first book, you've been to many places promoting and cooking Maltese sweets.
Yes.
Obviously, you met a lot of people. Did this encourage you to continue sharing your passion of Maltese cooking?
Thank you, Joe. That's such a real strong point. It actually was the reason why I created this second volume. It wasn't a decision that I took lightly, because it's a very big commitment and it's a lot of work, not only, as you mentioned, in recipe development is what I call it, because you have to check the recipes, refine them, the ratios, because sweets are very particular. The ratios of ingredients need to be right and perfect for it to turn out. So they did inspire me, and I like to share information. That's actually why I created the first volume, because I found it hard my whole life. And I travel to Malta regularly to find, you know, quality, traditional multi-sweet recipes that work. So, yes, they did inspire me to do that. And it's been a very rewarding experience as well.
And the second volume is ready. It's for sale.
Yes, I've literally received it 2 weeks ago. It's been, the website has been updated, and I'd also, it retails for $25, but I'd like to create a special offer to viewers of this program today. You're welcome to purchase the book for $20 plus standard postage of $6. So anyone who'd like to take advantage of this offer can email me directly at sharoncath2000@gmail.com.
Dik kienet Sharon Spiteri li kelmitna emmek dwar it-tien ktib tagħha ta' riċetti tal-ħelu Malti Sweet Recipes from Malta Volume 2 kif qaltilna Sharon għandha offerta speċjali għas-semija tagħna ta' l-SBS. Jekk tikdibu dirett lil Sharon fuq l-indirizz ta' l-email tagħha sharoncath2000@gmail.com tistgħu tixtru dan il-ktieb għal prezz ta' $20 flimkien ma' $6 posta. Nirrepeti l-email ta' Sharon, sharoncath2000@gmail.com.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.